You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
KCK approved mask requirements for students returning to the classroom in a couple of weeks. Major school districts differ on what will be done. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the show, Bishana. Mm-hmm. Didn't do a lot yesterday. I marinated some chicken for a day. And I made brown stew chicken yesterday afternoon.
What's in your marinade?
Some little garlic, a little ginger, some cilantro, some green onions, a little onion powder.
Sound like you know what you're doing over there.
You already know.
Bon appetit.
Then I went to sleep. I didn't even eat it. So I got to do it today. That'll be my lunch. Something, I started to bring you some too.
Some things taste better the next day anyway.
They do.
Yeah.
Especially this.
Yeah.
What did you get into?
Last night I got my mixes done and I watched the NBA Finals.
Yes, sir.
It was a great game, man. Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks as they won their first championship in 50 years, Shay. Sounds similar, huh? To the Chiefs. So Giannis, MVP. Did his thing, balled out. It was a great series, too. I feel bad for Chris Paul, but that's what I got into last night.
Some folks were a little upset that he just walked off the court instead of, you know, being gracious.
Yeah, that happens a lot in championship games, you know. And I understand Chris Paul. It's been a long journey for him. He had finally got to the finals and just couldn't get it done, man. And when you're in that, that's his worst moment of his professional career, losing the finals. Getting that close to a championship. So, man, don't hold that against him, man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Excessive heat watch. Look out for that. Right now, you are clear at 68 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Kanye West has confirmed that his new album, Donda, will be out on this Friday. He debuted a brand new commercial during Game 6 of the NBA Finals. In the one-minute clip, Shakari Richardson is shown training on a darkened track field while Kanye's new song, No Child Left Behind, plays in the background.
He's done miracles on me. He's done miracles on me.
Yes, he has. I'm a witness.
You forgotten?
Man, it's going to be hard for me to forgive him with the Trump stuff that he did. But I am intrigued by his music that's finna come out. I am, Shay. I will say that. You're not interested?
I don't have anything to say.
You're not interested
back again, I use my back against the wall. Hey, never count on y'all. Hey. Never count on y'all. Always count on God.
That's some good yoga music.
At the end of the commercial, the words "Live Your Truth" are shown, followed by the release date for Donda. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are still on the same page when it comes to their daughter, True. Despite allegedly parting ways last month, the couple was seen arriving at a dance studio in California on Tuesday. The pair have split and parted ways many, 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 many times.
Yeah, my boy Tristan, he ain't gonna stop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Well, I mean, you got to break up with somebody 77 times before it's really done.
Really?
And she's probably got 53 more times to go.
Really? It takes that many times? Mm-hmm. It don't take once?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Especially if you got a child.
Well, yeah. The child definitely complicates things.
I can get up and walk away because it's just me. But, you know, shoot, I saw my mother and father go through that a gazillion times. Yeah. You know, they were married and had kids. It's not as easy sometimes as just like, oh, he did me wrong. I'm going to move on. Now, I'm not telling you to take any abuse or anything that you shouldn't. But it's just the real. All of my friends, we talk, I was sick of Jerome. It did a week later, they back together.
Yeah, I've never seen them two as a legitimate couple.
Why?
They
got a baby.
So, a lot of people got babies that aren't legitimate couples. And they're definitely one of them. And my parents is one of them.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
just being honest.
A dispute over James Brown's estate, yes, from 15 years ago,
Lord,
is finally reaching a resolution. Now, Brown's kids have been arguing with one of his former girlfriends, this lady named Miss Heine.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Heine wasn't named in his will or anything, but, you know, the whole thing, you know, I was with him.
Yeah.
That comes into play, and she felt like she is owed part of the royalties from his music.
Yeah, this is a wake-up call for me, for real, though. To get my stuff in order. Not that I'm in any imminent danger of passing away, or at least I don't think I am. It just shows that when you're gone, it gets complicated, man.
One of the interesting pieces of this story is that, okay, James Brown had married her, right? And then come to find out she was already married to another man named Javed Ahmed. And so their marriage was nullified because she already was married.
Lord.
That's in that drama?
That's high drama, high dollar drama too.
So sis, back out. You're not gonna be able to get this money. You already tried to trick him. Anyway.
Yeah. I wonder what them kids think about that.
So the kids are saying that his estate is worth between $5 million and $100 million, which is a huge, vast chasm. And hopefully we'll get this thing settled. The New York Times says it's really close to being finally done.
Detox gonna drop before that gets settled. Mm-hmm.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
I am mad because my ex-boyfriend, he is locked up right now, right? And the feds, I've been taking care of all three of his kids. Damn. He has the nerve to try to tell me to move out of our house because I didn't answer one of his phone calls. And I've been sick with Corona. He's just being a piece of shit.
So this is his home that he left you in when he went inside?
Yes.
You supposed to have got some paperwork, girl. I'm sorry, right? You got to get something. When these sorts of situations happen, you be like, all right, baby, I'm going to put something on your books. But can you sign this paper right here?
I was supposed to be getting power of attorney.
Hello?
And I had the paperwork. I was going to the power of attorney's office. He's like, my mom got power of attorney. Don't worry about it. Blah, 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 blah.
And you went for that? This the first felon you to mess with, right? Yeah, you got to. That's job one, sis. That's job one.
Love at the lockup. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hey. What are you doing?
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
Billionaire Jeff Bezos blasted off to the hem of space, coming back faster than an unemployed man after his wife hit the lotto. Don't think Blue Origin's flight can be the blame for decline in life expectancy for Americans, but you never know, Brian. Mm. We lost a little bit more than a year of life expectancy. In 2009, Americans were expected to live 78 years and 10 months. As of last year, it's 77 years and 4 months. Mm. It's the largest one-year decline since World War II.
Whoa. Word?
CDC says the pandemic was responsible for close to 74% of that decline.
Mm. Went through a lot last year.
In light of all the information about COVID, KCK Public Schools will require all students, staff, and parents to wear masks in the building. There's differing requirements in the different districts, and parents seem to be split on this issue.
I don't see how, especially with the Delta variant going crazy and it's 83% of all COVID cases now. We're not out of the woods with this pandemic.
In 12 minutes, we're asking the parents, do you think students should be masked up for the upcoming school year?
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
Nicole Lynn is a top-tier sports agent. She grinded until she became the first black woman to represent a top three NFL pick. She's got a new book called Agent U. We're going to be talking with her about the move she made to reach the success that she has.
Yes. Can't wait to ask her some sports questions.
It's happening at 8:08. It's school districts across the area have made decisions about what will happen as far as students are concerned and mask wearing in the classrooms. KCK, they've said that everyone will be required to wear their mask in the schoolhouse. KCPS is requiring masks for the unvaccinated. Blue Valley is giving folks the options to wear it or not. Olathe, optional as well. And at this time, the Shawnee Mission School District has not made a decision on whether or not young folks and faculty and staff should be required to wear masks in the schoolhouse.
Lord, it's like it's scientists versus politicians sometimes, man. And me and my household, Shay, we going with the scientists. Not even gonna lie.
A lot of parents are on the fence about this, which is odd. Usually parents pretty much have the same idea, with the underlying current always being to protect the kids at all costs. So what are your thoughts on this, parents? Do you feel that it's necessary for all students to be required to wear masks in the classrooms?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:20 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with an excessive heat warning in effect for today. Sunny is 68 right now on 18th and Vine. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Are we still in cancer?
Yeah, we're still in cancer. Leo season starts on the 23rd, baby.
Happy birthday to former lead singer of the group City High, Claudette Ortiz. She's the big 4-0 today.
August 25th, I meant, not the 23rd.
Major League Baseball player CC Sabathia, pitcher?
CC Sabathia, he's retired now.
Okay, well, he's 41 years old today. DeAndre Jordan, the NBA player?
Yeah, he's still hanging on.
He's 33. Comedian Godfrey, he's 52. He looks good to be 52. 52? He looks good.
Wow. He's hilarious, too.
And Damian Jr. Gong Marley, reggae artist and son of the late Bob Marley, is 43.
Hey, happy birthday to all my cancers born on July 21st.
2021 NBA Finals took place last night, final game. And the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns 105-98 after 50 years without a championship win.
And that'll do it. It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
Giannis did it the hard way. He got it out the mud, and he was the finals MVP, Shay. The Greek freak, he did it.
He's very smart, too. I watched some clips online of him talking about life and winning. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Very wise young man. Yeah. Congratulations.
I like that. Yeah, I got my eye on you.
Of course you do.
Safari Samuels has received swift backlash after clips of him not appearing excited about his wife being pregnant again.
I want to show you something that I just found out.
So what, you're pregnant?
Mm-hmm. We're pregnant.
How many weeks are you?
23. Say something.
You know how I feel.
About?
About having more kids.
Are you sad? Are you, like, upset?
I don't know what I am.
Lord.
I can't even imagine my husband responding that way after telling him that I'm pregnant. And how come he didn't notice that she was pregnant and she's 23 weeks? That's like
facts.
Five whole months.
Yeah. Erica Mena should run the other way immediately. Because like you said, a partner of yours, y'all in this together, fam. So I don't know, that's just the way I see it.
Speaking of pregnancies, the interwebs have been spreading rumors that Young M.A. was pregnant.
Lil Bro got pregnant, man. Oh boy. She put
Lil Bro him.
She put the strap down, man.
Lil Bro him. Nah, but She says that, yes, she is interested in having children one day and even hopes to be married.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to be married by then. I want a boy first.
Okay.
And then a girl. That's it. I don't want an OD.
Sets complete.
Yes, that's complete. I told my girl this. I'd rather a boy first because he'll be the one taking care of his little sister.
She got a good head on her shoulders, too.
She said that, of course, her lady is going to be the one to carry the baby and not her. But why?
She the man.
I guess so. I guess so. She ended it with, of course, my girl is the one that's going to be pregnant. Y'all bored. LOL. But I get it. Sell your stories and we working on one. Now, I hope everything's okay with her. The last time we talked about Young M.A., she had checked herself into a rehab facility.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson will announce a new incentive program today to encourage Missourians to get the COVID-19 vaccination. The announcement, of course, comes as a Delta variant spreads throughout our state. It's now the most common strain of COVID-19. 83% of all new cases is Delta variant. School districts, in response to these numbers, have made decisions. The KCK public school system said that students, staff, faculty will all be required to wear masks in the classroom. KCPS requires masks for unvaccinated folk. Blue Valley and Olathe say it's optional. You can decide to wear or not. And as of today, the Shawnee Mission School District has made no decision. We're asking parents this morning, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's wise to require students to wear masks in the classroom?
I feel more comfortable with them making the kids wear masks than them telling us we have to vaccinate them for them to come to school.
Have you ever pushed back on vaccination any other years other than pandemic when kids have to get chicken pox, measles, mumps, rubella? Did you allow them to get those vaccinations?
I allowed them to get the ones that were recommended. Now, they have came up with extra vaccines that they said that the children needed. Like when my oldest daughter got in school, they said she, when she got to her senior year, she needed a senior shot. Never heard of it. Didn't allow her to take it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
At 808, we're going to be talking with Nicole Lynn. She's a top-tier sports agent. She grinded until she became the first black woman to represent a top three NFL pick.
Yeah.
She's got a new book out, and I'm excited about what I can learn about how to get to the success level.
Agent Shay Moore.
I don't know if I'd be a good agent. Now that I think about it, maybe I would be good
at that. I think you would be fantastic at it.
You know, my mother, she let us make a lot of our own decisions as teenagers. I think it helped me make me independent. Not sure if she would have allowed me to make this decision. Experts are saying that teens should be able to decide on their own whether or not they want the COVID-19 vaccination.
Mm.
They said 52% of American teens who were surveyed said that they would like to get it.
I kind of grew up opposite of you in that direction. My pops was pretty much the decision maker for me in a lot of things that I was doing, especially when I was a teenager. I think the parents should really have a strong hand in those decisions, because I'm not sure the teenagers fully understand what's going on.
I don't agree with that. I think teenagers know what's going on. We all have access to the same information.
I just know 15-year-old Brian or 16-year-old Brian wasn't paying attention to none of that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, this kind of conversation will be continuing as school is shortly to begin. The school districts have made some decisions about vaccinations and mask wearing. KCK is going to require all kids, all staff, all faculty and parents in the building to be masked up. KCPS will require it for unvaccinated folk in the buildings. Blue Valley and Olathe say they're giving it to the parents. It's optional. And also Shawnee Mission School District has made no decision yet.
I try to put myself in the places of some of these parents with these hard decisions to make, Shay. I don't know, man. I know I would want to send my kid to school, so I would more than likely want to have a mask on them. It's just, you're depending upon everybody in the school following the directions. That's my concern.
Well, we'll continue talking about this, and you know, this is all everyone's personal decision. You know, I know what I've done for myself, and you know, I encourage everybody to make sure that they learn all the information, go to reputable sources, and find out what you need to make the best decision for your kids.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, when I saw that Nicole Lynn was available for interviews, I said, hell yeah, I want to talk to her.
Yes. Well, thank you. That makes me feel good.
I've not met many people with a story like yours. You're one of the first black female agents in sports history to represent top three NFL draft picks. There's so many questions. I want to begin with, how did you get to where you are as a sports agent representing some of the biggest names in sports?
Man, it's such a journey. Sports is a really hard industry to break into, especially in the agent world, since there aren't many women in the business. So I really had to start off at the bottom and peek after and really beg players to let me rep them early on. And, you know, a lot of my players early in my career were guys that were trying to get a shot themselves, you know, undrafted players or guys that came from the CFL. And so we kind of helped each other out. And it was just kind of a slow grind, and kind of got to where I am finally. And it's still a lot of work.
Now, I watch a ton of sports, and I know that the landscape for agents is mostly older white men. Do you find it easier or harder to make relationships with players?
Making the relationships, I definitely find it easier in that I, you know, I can relate to most of them on a very, like, personal level. But I'd say earlier in my career, it was more of the credibility that was difficult with players. You know, being a woman and them not used to seeing someone that looks like me interviewing them. And so that took time. That took time to gain trust and, you know, really get them to believe that, hey, I can do the job. So that was a little bit more of a hurdle.
You've got a book, Agent You, that's in stores right now, available for purchase wherever you pick your books up from. What made you decide to put all of this wealth of information that you've amassed over the years and give it to the public?
You know, the biggest question I get is, how did you do it? You know, how did you do it? How did you get your dream job? How were you successful? And so I decided to write a book that's the blueprint. You know, Agent You is not a memoir, although it does include very intimate, unfiltered, raw stories about my journey. It is more of a step-by-step on how do you reach your goals? How do you advocate for yourself? How do you unapologetically live in your purpose? It's about being your own agent. It's like, if you had your own agent navigating your life, how successful could you be? And now imagine that that agent is you.
Regardless of what you're going after, when someone is dealing with self-doubt or they're not all the way confident with themselves, what is the number one key advice you would give them?
You know, the biggest thing is, excellence is your greatest currency. And so I tell women, you know, part of when we have the imposter syndrome or, you know, we doubt ourselves, it's because, you know, we don't think we're worthy. And so I encourage every woman in the business to try to be excellent in all you do. Be overprepared. Know more about what you're doing than your male counterparts. The more excellent you are in what you do, the less people can question you. Excellence is not to be conflated with perfection. You know, don't wait to be perfect to show up. You know, you can still show up when you're not completely perfect. Just, you know, making sure that you're definitely overprepared.
Talking with sports agent Nicole Lynn. She's got a brand new book called Agent You that's available. I just followed you on Instagram, too. Talk to us about this development deal that you've got with 50 Cent and the Starz Network.
50 and Starz and myself putting together a scripted series on the life of a black female sports agent. And, you know, kind of think Jerry Maguire, but with 5-inch heels and red lipstick in a TV series. So I'm super excited about it. It's something that's never been done, and I hope that everybody really enjoys it. You know, 50's really great when it comes to TV, so I have high hopes.
Right.
Nicole, before we let you go, I got to ask you, if you represent any future Chiefs players, when you go into the negotiation room with Brett Veach, who's the GM of the Chiefs, you know, just kind of take it easy on them. You know what I'm saying? You know, get your money, but, you know, we got a salary cap over here. You know, don't be trying to get all the money.
Period.
Exactly.
Nicole Lynn, we're so inspired by your pathway through life and all of the things that you've accomplished coming from a childhood in poverty. She's just a state or two over from us. She grew up in Oklahoma, and we will be following you from now on. So thank you so much for calling up this morning and sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip Top Gun Synth.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Sunny skies and excessive heat watch in effect. Right now, you're mostly sunny and 68 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
While spitting a new freestyle, rapper Tory Lanez addressed the backlash after the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Did you listen to it yet, B?
Yeah, I did. Take it for what it's worth.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah. Shout out to the baby, Roddy Rich and Lil Baby. What I'm about to say is gonna sound a little crazy, but it's true, so don't flame me. Y'all all would have got y'all awards if they never framed me.
Okay. All right, what award is he talking about? BET Award? Soul Train Award?
Shut up, Brian.
I mean, look, he can...
And I haven't said that since the last time you recorded me, and now you use it everywhere without prior consent.
What? I'm just saying.
You big daddy. No, sir. Shut up, Brian.
There you go. Shut up, Tori. How about that?
Fans are speculating that Moneybagg Yo and his girlfriend Ari Fletcher have broken up. Ari tweeted yesterday, I always got to pick up the pieces after somebody do me wrong. That bleep is not fair. Payback is a beep. Respectfully. She later tweeted, when you do good people wrong that... What?
She went to public school, man. It's all right.
Okay, whatever. I'm moving on.
They was going to break up anyway. For real.
Period.
Yeah, moving on. Friend of the show, Dr. Ian Smith, he filed a lawsuit against Viacom CBS claiming unlawful termination against the organization. He said that they also sexually harassed him.
Whoa.
Now, he was hired in 2013 for the Doctor's sixth season, but he wasn't invited back on the seventh season. And of course, he called into the show here to announce that he would be the lone host of the Doctors during the pandemic. He signed on for this. He said that, you know, the conditions that were there in 2013 still existed. He said it wasn't enough black producers on the show. There were not enough black people that they used as experts. And then the experts that they brought on, he said they got paid less than their white counterparts to be on the show. So he voiced this thing again, and one of the producers told him that maybe he should wear some tighter shirts so little people could see his body, yada, 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 on the TV. And so now he's suing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
What? Dr. Ant-Man, look, boy, they done messed with the wrong one, huh?
Brian, go ahead and put your T-shirt in the dryer for 30 extra minutes.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Paige.
All right, Paige, let's see if we're on the same page.
Out to all the places he would not. And some he never knew would get you high. Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
Baby. I wanna, the things you men won't do, ooh. I'll do them for you.
Oh. Paige chose violence this morning, and I don't know why. It's all good, girl. You got a $25 gift card from Hy-Vee to go check out their delicious new breakfast. What's on their breakfast menu, Brian?
Lord have mercy. They got pancakes, waffles, French toast, omelet platters, skillets, everything you need to get your work day started right. Plus, Paige, you just got qualified for your chance to get $1,000 in hot summer cash, all right?
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome, boo. What morning show you waking up with on your way to work?
The Morning Grind with Shay and Sean. I want to break it down.
Heating up your summer with $1,000 in hot summer cash.
Throw that money over here.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
In these chaotic times, it is essential that we learn ways to protect ourselves from internal destruction. Instead of isolating or running away, let me share a few fundamental tools to crazy-proof yourself. Number one, know thyself. Self-awareness is the foundation. Know what all your buttons are. Recognize when you need help and get it. Number two, write your own operator's manual. Putting self-knowledge into practice requires being able to slow down your thinking under conditions of anxiety and perceived and actual threat. Number three, slow down and think. Overlearn adaptive responses for when things get really heated. Number four, know the context. What is your general emotion and mental state entering a situation? What are you carrying with you? This is Dr. Ara J on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.